Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
There's guys who are just like, I don't like the way this McDaniel talks. Oh, you don't? You would tell me you didn't watch him mic'd up and say that was the greatest 4 minutes you've ever spent in your life.
Nice.
Beautiful. He is, dude, beautiful. He's so great. And I loved every piece of that. I love the fact that, you know, we got the anecdote, of course, this week. We talked about it with CBS that's gone viral about Tua saying, you know, do I suck? And Mike McDaniel giving him a 700 play highlight reel. You know, what overkill. It's overkill of love. And you actually get insight into it. You get a look-see at this because, you know, you can just tell, like, he's making fun of him and making fun of his high school technique. And
I love that so much. I love that so much. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, he goes, you know what? But she's had that swag. And Tua was like, that's all I heard was swag. He goes, if you need to be told you have swag, you probably don't. I just love it. They're just joshing at each other. But the best part, as he's walking away, and he knows he's mic'd up. That's cool. But he walks away and he goes, that kid's a savant. Oh, a savant, dude. Who talks like this? What coach quarterback relationship is like this? The way he goes, the way his mind works, savant. Beautiful. What a tandem.
It's incredible considering, Tobin, a year ago this week, right? A year ago, week 12 of the NFL, to think that Dolphins fans were thinking, we've got ourselves a good coach in Brian Flores, and we haven't figured out the quarterback yet. And then you go, fast forward to week 17 or week 16 last year, Dolphins are in Tennessee and Tua doesn't play well. He's losing the ball in Tennessee, the cold weather, you know, like all those narratives kind of build up, especially in that game. And it was fair. Like, he did not play well. No. And it's crazy to think back to that game, right? Where if the Dolphins do win that game, if Tua comes out, plays a better football game, the team plays better, they win that game. We're in a situation right now where Brian Flores, the Dolphins make the playoffs last year. Brian Flores is probably still your head coach because you don't fire him if he makes the playoffs last year. And who knows who the quarterback is this year? Could be Tua, but it could probably still be that same version of Tua we were seeing last year behind a head coach and coordinators that, you know, didn't trust him and weren't maximizing his potential. But instead, Tua loses that, or the Dolphins lose that game in large part because of how Tua played. And you're now sitting with arguably the most exciting, or maybe not even arguably anymore, the most exciting head coach in the NFL, who is giving us just goosies galore on a weekly basis, as you'd say, and Tua Tagovailoa in the MVP conversation. So if you want my analysis, Tua blew that game in Tennessee.
Really?
Tua blew that game in Tennessee.
He wanted out from Flores.
He knew. Yeah. I've read, you know, I've been catching up on my QAnon, my TuAnon sources.
Expect us.
Tua blew that game in Tennessee. Wow. He had it all planned out, baby. He had it all planned out.
This is why he's a savant. This is why he's 10 steps ahead of everybody. But you do. You remember, like, back in the day, like, think about the head coaches that have been at it. Flores, I thought he was an okay coach. Gruff, you know, like, you know, didn't F with him. You know, remember there were times where he was going to go fight people. I kind of like that from Flores. I dug him on the sidelines. But remember Adam Gase? He'd sit there alone, pity party, all by himself.
On the sideline, he's playing Sudoku rather than paying attention to the defense.
Dude, Mike McDaniel's so involved with the defense. It's just from a hype standpoint, you know? He's just up with everybody. He goes, he's just going up to Duke Riley. He's going up to Atlanta Rodgers. He goes, more. Just do more. More. And you could just feel the vibe, you know, you just feel that he's vibing with everybody from that standpoint. And it was a really, really cool look because we all see the quirky guy on the podium and we got a little bit of him on the sideline. But I really dug getting to get a view of that. It's been cool, some of the looks we've gotten into the Dolphins this year.
I feel like the NFL is going to want to have a mic'd up every game now because – like, I don't remember, and, you know, maybe I'm not paying attention to that NFL Films Twitter account or whatever it was that posted that, but maybe, I don't follow them, so I don't see all the stuff that they're posting, all the content that they're posting, but I can't remember this much traction on a video as compared to what is happening right now with the Mike McDaniel stuff. Like, it is in Miami, and you know, like, Miami fans on social media are
crazy.
Another breed. Yeah, we're another breed, but... the amount of like traction, the way people are digging what McDaniel is doing on the sideline and that content that the NFL is able to push out from there. Like, they're going to want this dude mic'd up every single week, especially if the Dolphins keep winning.
Yeah. They do this FedEx Air. Like, you can't put Tua in these categories. It's not fair because they're just going to swarm these polls.
Dolphins fans just take over. It's not even close.
You have no shot. Like, they, if you have a network MVP that you want to give out, congratulations. It's going to Tua Tagovailoa. If you want to make it fair, maybe make it Tua versus Tyreek Hill, and then you'll have yourself a real conundrum. But other than that, if it's Tua against anybody, you're screwed. I've already ruined your poll. He's going
to
win.
It's crazy, right? How kind of going back to what I was saying a year ago, this was such a polarizing figure. It was like elections. You were either pro Tua or anti Tua, and it felt, Tobin, like it was split, right? Like, maybe there was more pro Tua people. People who just wanted to see him succeed and weren't out on him. But the other day after the win, I was on Dolphins Reddit, and I'm scrolling through, and some dude posted this paragraph where he says, "Hey, I'm a lifelong Dolphins fan. My family had season tickets since 66, and I moved to Melbourne, Florida, like 2 decades ago, so I haven't been to a Dolphins game in forever." And he said he went to the game on Sunday versus the Texans, and he says he's never experienced as much love and as much enthusiasm for a player in his lifetime as a Dolphins fan, and that includes Marino, as when Tua took the field. He said the way people were – like, he's like – the stadium just started rocking when Tua and the offense took the field, and the MVP chance for Tua. Like, he says he's never experienced anything like it. So, you know, compared to where we were at last year to now, the way that this fan base has rallied around him, and obviously winning cures everything, right? But it's hard to comprehend that. Like, if you would have told either of us 2 years ago, fans would be chanting MVP for Tua at Hard Rock Stadium in a meaningless, you know, 30-point victory against Houston. Not meaningless, but you know what I mean. Like, there was no stakes in that game. You would have been like, no, you're crazy. There's no way. But that's where we're at right now, where this fan base, this fall in love with McDaniel and Tua.
He's got such an interesting thing to him because, you know, he comes into the league super famous. Like, basically, since he burst onto the national scene, he's a star.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But, you know, like, so is Trevor Lawrence. But Trevor Lawrence just doesn't have the quality of it factor, I think, that Tua does, in that, you know, he's kind of not, even with like the Urban Meyer stuff, like, you know, you hear Trevor Lawrence, anything interesting that around him? No, they're kind of just like, oh, it's a clown show with Urban Meyer, whatever. But Tua's had adversity to go through. He's had doubters. He's lefty. You know, it's like, there's just, is he big enough to play in the league? And so, like, he has a lot of things that can kind of go against him, even though people wanted him for 2 years down here. We were doing tank for Tua. He was the can't miss prospect.
Yeah.
But there were things about his, you know, physical nature that people were like, ah, is that going to work in the league? And I just think that, you know, on top of all of the bull bleep that he had to deal with last year, he's now got a quality of, oh, now he's Miami's guy. And you know how this city is where, oh, you're going to doubt our guys. This is going back to Big Three Heat. This is going back to 90s Canes. He's going to get into that echelon of, oh, you don't think Tua's as good as Joe Burrow, or you don't think that he's as good as Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? Well, F you, dude, because that's our guy. And let me tell you something right now. He's better than all of them, and he's going to expose your little protege there, Justin Herbert, who nobody wanted. He was you want to talk about a bridesmaid in that draft. It was like, oh, I guess we'll take Herbert. Get out of here.
You know what? That is such a good point. Like, make this city believe on a national level that you don't believe in one of their guys, or that you're doubting one of our guys, or that you're hating on one of our guys, and watch how the city of Miami, watch how the Southern Florida rallies the bleep around somebody to just come into your face and tell you, we told you so. If there's one thing I've learned, this city is very petty, Tobin. Very, very petty. Very petty. And look, and we embrace it. We embrace it.
We were once at a Heat game. You started this because you did start the LeBron is tired chant one time. But we were once at a Heat game based on words that Paul Pierce said many years retired as an NBA analyst. And we serenaded in Dwayne Wade's last home game, Paul Pierce sucks. And he was nowhere to be found. But we just wanted everybody to know he sucks. And so, because we're not taking that slight of you saying that to our sports god, Dwayne Wade, you know? I think Tua's got a lot of that. You know, I think a lot of that South Florida is vibing with him.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to pull this off in the booth, but a Chris Sims sucks chant would just sit right with me, Tobin.
Dude, you know
what? I don't
know
about you, but that would sit real nice with me.
It would sit nice with me.